Blog Talk Radio.
What you
Ah, well, my brothers and sisters, prayerfully, we're back. The Most High is kind enough to grant us this opportunity to speak those precious things that need be spoken in this very, very precious time. Those of you who have been listening to this show of late know that without question, the Most High has been revealing some very, very powerful things for the healing of our people in this very precious time. Blessed are those then who will hear these words. Blessed then are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern the righteousness of Yah revealed. Been some very important things that I've been trying to prepare is prepare our people to hear and discern message that needs to definitely be delivered. I believe there may be one more phase of preparation as we go into this very powerful message. I said one more phase of preparation before we go into this very powerful message. I'd like you to consider with me something that the early church knew. Those who were under the persecution of Rome, those who realized that the priesthood in Israel 2,000 years ago had indeed been under mass constraints of persecution and oppression, mass deception, a priesthood appointed at the hands of Rome, a Sanhedrin, my brothers and sisters, a priesthood, hypocritical, so many ways hiding the truth, so as to appease the ideals of a Western imperialist, polytheist oppressor, and that was Rome. But how many of my brothers and sisters today understand what is the implications of understanding that premise? What is the implication of understanding that the gospel went forth into a very, very much so hostile environment? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That the gospel went forth into what was indeed, without question, a very, very much so hostile environment. Rome seeking to do everything it could to preserve its variant pulpits and thrones, preserving the ideas of all its pagan deities and traditions, after which they led to believe that Creator himself, or even that the mass of their creators in their confusion, were never about there being any permanent peace. How many understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers, we've said this before, the concept of a Savior, a Christos, a Christ, was one where they believed in the idea of their leader being favored of all the contentious, warlike, pagan gods that they served. So much so, that the result of it is that the rulers called themselves the favored of the gods, all the pagan gods of Rome, under the preservation of all their favor, seeing themselves as brokers of the faith, favorite of all the gods, and therefore peacemakers, the peace of both Yah and men. Utterly despising the idea, since they trusted their leaders are their gods, if you will, the leaders of the set among men were anointed of all the gods, directly against the idea of an anointed one, after the will of one, at which there could indeed be peace. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand what the Apostle Shaul was telling people when he talked about what was called the mysteries of iniquity? How many will discern in this precious time what has occurred since the time of the early church to this present time today? And how we must at last, overcome this mass of illusions that have deceived our people for so very long. Romans 11:25-27 said, while Israel was scattered among the nations, blindness in some part will befall Israel. He says, desire that you not be left ignorant of this mystery, that you might discern that there has been a degree of blindness upon Israel. Scripture says, until the times of the Gentiles, which was translated properly, into the times of the Gentile influence comes to an end. Then a Savior will come out of Zion to turn ungodliness from Jacob, to those who will turn from transgression. And then we will all have the same covenant in the Most High. He said his words in that day shall not depart from the mouths of our people, nor the mouths of our descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. Who will understand the blessed secrets of this truth? My brothers and sisters, discern what it meant. The apostle was speaking about how in the book of Acts, those who went forth with this word would be called, they put down witnesses. I would have you know the word for witnesses there were martyrs. Those who were willing to give their lives for the preservation of this testimony. Those who they knew would be martyred and would be murdered even. Unjustly slain even for the truth of this word. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are ready to understand? Look at that word, martyred and murdered, and understand. The Apostle Shaul said these are people who had hazarded their lives for the sake of the gospel. Hear me. As I said to you before, the God, scripture says the gospel went forth, if we understand it, obviously went forth into a hostile environment. We know what happened in those first centuries. Many millions of believers murdered at the hand of Rome. Rome had something to hide. Rome had something they felt that was about the faith was an immediate threat to the national security of the Roman Empire. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what this is about. Isaiah 59 speaks about even unto these latter days because of what happened then. And the subsequent rise of false prophets after these murderous times. Please read Matthew 24. And we read also, my brothers and sisters, and understand Revelation 13 talks about that system that murdered the saints. And after that time came a system of false prophets, false church. Scripture says, horns like a lamb, speaking the doctrines of the dragon. A pretense, my brothers and sisters, not to be trusted after the intrusions of the variant principalities and powers. Causing schisms among the people, my brothers and sisters, that the end result is that men have trusted in institutions that were by no means completely trustworthy. Some turning toward the truth, some not. And many of my brothers and sisters never realizing that the foundation that they stood upon was entirely a pretense. People who never believed in the first place. How else could the scriptures say of them? Horns like a lamb, seeming to be of the Messiah. Lamb of Yah, but still speaking as the dragon. Remember, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that Rome, up until around the 4th century, under Constantine, began to slaughter, persecute whoever would not preach according to Roman dictate. And they called it the Roman Catholic Church, after the auspices of the Roman Empire. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, no such thing as any institution that opposes a multitude of varying ideals. No such thing, my brothers and sisters, that institution being true to the love of Yah. No such thing as that institution being true to the hope of salvation. But everyone more concerned with preserving their personal pulpits and thrones rather than redemption, the healing, the reconciliation of a people has been a massive deception. Isaiah 59 speaks about in this last day, till this last day, because of what happened then. On my website, www.hiddengospel.com, an article there called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, in which I explain what these scriptures really mean in terms of what has occurred in the earliest centuries, whereby the scriptures teach what? The way, until this very last day, the way of peace men have not known. There has been no reconciliation unto the will of one in this world. And many of my brothers and sisters are more concerned about their institutionalized allegiances. Could never swear perfectly in allegiance unto the one most high. So the way of peace men know not. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, none righteous, no not one. Men falling after evildoers, not discerning how much more they should seek Yah. Salvation, therefore, far from us. Why? Because men are trusting in men. Falling from faith and trusting in men. The varying institutions, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious of men rather than Yah. But placing upon themselves titles of seeming authority. Isaiah 59, my brothers and sisters, says Messiah.
himself.
Put upon himself a helmet of salvation. Breastplate of righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say that discerning men, therefore, after Isaiah 11, after the Spirit of the Most High, not judging after his eyes, you know, what it is here, not falling victim to what, you know, this was commonplace in the orientations of this world. He would declare, in fact, a standard that would expose every enemy. He said, my friends, if you do anything that I command you, man not realizing the need to do this has only persisted in a multitude of divisions among our people. It's been a strong delusion, my brothers and sisters, the men have believed a pretense, a lie. Sister, my brothers and sisters, claims to be reverent, but as Psalm 14, Psalm 53 said they feared or they had reverence, where there was no reverence for Yah at all. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand beyond the illusion. Yes, it's time we understand what the Most High has desired that we understand, that we become true to Him. Like I said, the gospel went into a hostile environment. What is some ministers always ought to do? The Most High seeks to set up something that would be, you know, that would establish justice. He always seeks to infiltrate. 2 Thessalonians talks about the intrusions of pernicious principalities and powers. The book of Yehuda, they call Jude, talks about certain wicked, ungodly men entering in surreptitiously, unawares, bringing in all manner of ungodliness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the scripture even goes as far as to say that they pervert the grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, the truth of Yah. The men fall after their own licentiousness, fleshliness, unto lawlessness, refusing the discipline and righteousness of Yah. The book of Yehuda says Messiah must come then, therefore, to expose all this pretentious ungodliness for all the ungodly words that it is spoken. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 59 says Messiah must come to declare a standard that will expose all the enemies who would not uphold the truth. Many a day, according to Matthew, 7th chapter, we call it Matthew, cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do fully what is the will of the Father. That means they've sworn by his name unto their own vanities, unto partiality seeming wise unto men, thinking that they came then, therefore, and have preached in his name. What did it say? They called upon him, called him Lord, Lord, of King of Kings, but not to do the will of the Father. Thought that they exercised after his authority, preached in his authority, cast out what they thought was evil in his authority. They thought that they did after his authority and in his name many wonderful or inspired works. Messiah will come to them and say, keep away from me, you who work iniquity. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying. And many are being deceived to think that they serve Yah, doing all manner of evil, my brothers and sisters, even against those who would seek after righteousness and thinking they've done the Most High a favor. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the strong delusion that men have thought to be wise, believing a lie. And the scripture, because the scripture says those who believe the lie shall be damned. Well, the scriptures tell us, and we're going to look at a little bit of 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. So it says Messiah comes to defend the meek. Yes, we understand it. He says he comes to those who the Spirit, unto whom the Spirit would speak, saying the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Okay. He comes then, my brothers and sisters, those for the meek who would turn from transgression. The champion for those who would turn from transgression, which according to Isaiah 59, for a long time, those who would turn from transgression would turn toward righteousness. The system seeks to make a prey. Comes to defend for the cause of the meek, to expose the wicked, the unrighteous of this world, the pretenders of this world, with a word that truly discerns the thoughts and intents of the hearts, the truth that will discern, my brothers and sisters, whether men are willing to reason together true unto the Most High, or are they more concerned, like I said, for personal pulpits and thrones than what's necessary for the healing of our people and to divine dictation and honor. time we understand, our brothers and sisters, what the scripture is really telling us. Because a multitude of pretenses, 45,000 denominations cannot be the work of the Holy Spirit, therefore they are the work of an unclean one. Who will awaken past the pretense? Who will discern what the scriptures mean when it says, he who has ears in Revelation 2nd and 3rd? Who will hear what the Spirit says to the churches? Talking about the treachery that has been your rulership. I want you to ask you, my brothers and sisters, the institutions that men have trusted, political, social, national, religious, nations, and churches, whatever, and men be so sure that they can trust that in them there's an absolute, complete, deliberate will and desire unto the will of the Most High? Can it be true, my brothers and sisters, that so many times your pastors have compromised the Holy Word for the sake of the collusion of their congregation? Listen to what I'm saying to you. I've had pastors tell me many times about certain truths. Say that they can't. You have to be careful about how you tell people certain things because they said they would lose their congregation. I told them they aren't your people. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, I've said before, they put titles they thought had honor. Well, they were conceived to be honorable among men, upon all manner of institutions and persons. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand the Most High has already chosen one whom he said he would put upon him a title of honor, faithful unto his purpose, faithful unto his honor and his glory, to perform, unlike others, my brothers and sisters, all that is divine pleasure, and to show others how to do the same? Why didn't your pastors tell you about this? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand beyond the pretenses of those who would not teach you what my brothers and sisters should never have been ignored nor forgotten. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not after the power, the scripture says, of him who strives, but the power of a merciful Yah. No man makes himself a priest. No man makes himself of his own idea what is for the Most High of all things acceptable. But my brothers and sisters, it is the Most High who by his mercy, by his grace, by his favor, shows in fact, my brothers and sisters, what is absolution beyond every misconceit. Blessed that they will understand. Thus it is in Thessalonians, this verse is a scripture we need to truly look at and give some serious, serious attention to. Let me look at that now, because I'd like to go straight to it. There's not a lot of time already. A lot of time has already been absorbed in this show. So let us go quickly. 2 Thessalonians 2. The people were concerned about what would bring forth finally the environment in which there could finally be a regathering unto the Messiah. And we beseech you by the coming of our Kurdi, the righteous one. Yeshua. The Kurdi. Yeshua, the Kurdi. That's where it should have been translated, the righteous one. I didn't say one anointed after the will of many, but the will of one. We be gathered unto him. I didn't say a multitude of variant misconceits and traditions of men. That you be not so soon shaken in mind, shaken from your steadfast, or troubled, destabilized, neither by word, by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as was supposedly from us, since the day of Messiah is at hand. They knew the Messiah was going to come in a much greater, much later time. So let no man deceive you. By any means, so that day should not come except there come a falling away first. If man is not trusting today, my brothers and sisters, in the will of one, after the will of one, is going to fall from faith. Is going to trust in the varying institutionality of man. Illusions, my brothers and sisters, which are not after the Holy Spirit, which teaches all things, purity and completion, being one, to deliver our people from all their sins, all their misallegiances. Because it might be true under one peace, under one consent. So let no man deceive you by any means. To that day of our reconciliation, the healing of our people, made one unto the Most High, it should not come unless there be a falling away first. Dare we say that falling away has not occurred when we see 45,000 denominations all teaching something different? Think about it. The gospel went forth to the world. You ever stop to consider what manner of obstacles it went into when people were already predisposed and proud of all manner of false doctrine? And the rulers saw the preservation of those false deities and false traditions as the preservation of their nation, their empire, their kingdoms. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, scripture said they'll be a fallen away first. Man after the intrusions, scriptures speak of in Colossians 2nd. Intrusions of the principalities and powers, and not after the righteous one, not after the Savior. And it said there would be a man of sin would be revealed and exposed as the son of perdition. Well, I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, the long time that falling away occurs, the man has been subject to all manner of miscreant ideals. Have men discerned, my brothers and sisters, what is the mystery of iniquity? What is the strong delusion? What is the pretender? Scripture says he opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he sits in the temple right there in your churches, showing himself as if he were, they put down here God, but the word there, anybody who reads it in from the original language will know it means one who is pretending to be godly. Scripture says Messiah is going to have to expose among all these variant kings and priests and leaders the difference between, my brothers and sisters, the righteous and the wicked, between the godly and the ungodly, between those who would serve Yah, who would seek him according to all his will, and those who would not. The apostle said, remember, ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now you know what has withheld him, that he might be revealed in his time. At least that's the way they translated it in your King James Version. What it means, my brothers and sisters, now you know what must occur before Messiah would be revealed in his time. I'm talking about Messiah being revealed. You know what's been the obstacle to Messiah should be revealed in this time, because they wanted to know when the time was, when could we gathering. But he said, even then, we must understand the mystery of iniquity. It's already at work. A system, my brothers and sisters, compels the people to believe they're generally concerned for their souls, for their welfare. But my brothers and sisters, men have not discerned. It's a mystery. It's hidden to them. That has been completely unjust. Not concerned about man at all. Like I said, being more concerned about their pulpits and thrones. Can't tell you how many times it's been that I've talked to pastors. They admitted that so many truths that I speak to you about on this show, admitted they were true. Yes, they went as far as to admit, many of them, to admit that they are true. But they said they're responsible oftentimes for signing a paycheck at the end of the week. They're already ruined. They have to continue to preach what the people are willing to sell. Are you sure, my brothers and sisters, the institutions that you trust in don't have other interests that have kept them double-minded, hiding the truth from you, even the truth of salvation, to exploit and use you, while they simply seek to preserve the institutions that offer false comfort? Here, my brothers and sisters, it says, for the mystery of iniquity, system seeming to be just and righteous, but definitely is not, already at work, already active. How did Rome, how did any false institution, my brothers and sisters, compel people to trust in it? Compels them to think it's unto their good, when in actual truth is far from it. It says, now the obstacle, he that restrains, what is something related, the system that restrains that is an obstacle will continue to restrain as an obstacle, or seek to impede the awakening of the masses, that they awaken how to turn from this transgression, from this multitude of misallegiances, this sin whereby men are served other than Yah. But let me tell you something. Anytime people, somebody say they serve him, but according to another, the instructions of another, they serve another. It says, and then shall the wicked, Isaiah 14:5 says, the wicked is the scepter of your rulers. Yes, even those that men have been compelled to trust. Isaiah 44:20 says their imagination is dull. People cannot deliver themselves nor discern that what they've trusted with their right hand has been falsehood, a deceiver, a pretender. So the Messiah have to prove them all foolish. Most High have to send a shepherd that his people might be guided together to establish Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation, to make the crooked places straight, even after the power of his anointed. The powers of his anointing. Most High has already said he would give someone a title of honor. He would put upon someone a title of honor, even his very name, that all might know, honorable unto the Most High, from the rising sun to the west, is only one standard, one salvation, and one Savior. Who, my brothers and sisters, has been willing to discern the real meaning of these scriptures? It says, hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says, and then shall the wicked, after this falling away, like we've talked before about how the book of Daniel talks about this, eighth chapter talks about a Western system that will continue to deceive the people until it challenges the prince of princes in the last days. The scriptures in the Aramaic says he will defeat them easily. So then the wicked shall be exposed. How about the scepter of the ruler that has deceived the people to think that it has been unto their very better good, unto their peace, unto their freedom, unto their salvation? Far from it. Then that wicked, pretentious system, the scepter of the rulers, Isaiah 14:5, be exposed, whom, when Messiah come, he shall consume and destroy this illusion with the spirit, the testimony of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness or the epiphany that comes in his coming, his revelation. Isaiah 11th chapter speaks of the same. And therefore, Scripture says, and when he exposes all this folly, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest, his peace shall be glorious, and Israel and Judah again shall be one. But the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that this deceiver shall come with all with the working of Satan. Satan's ministers coming, seeming to be angels of light, with all power to create signs and lying wonders to deceive the people, with all deceivableness, compelling the men to believe that unrighteousness and righteousness. That good is evil. Evil is good. Scripture says, woe to those who take bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, who despise the command of the Holy One of Israel and the law of the Most High of hosts. Isaiah 5th chapter. Evil of unrighteousness, compelling men to believe that ungodliness is godliness, causing many to perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. That they might be saved. No love of the truth. No love of a law. You're not under divine law and divine expectation. Whose law are you under? It says, some who are not concerned in the midst of so much confusion that this is indeed confusion. The Most High is not the author of this confusion. Not concerned about an absolute that they might serve Yah, the unchanging one as he is. So for this cause, Yah send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. In other words, the Most High will allow them to be condemned in the very devices of illusions that they have sought to uphold. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They all might be damned. How about my brothers and sisters discern, ultimately, as to what is needed in the thought and intents of the hearts? That they might not be, my brothers and sisters, forever deceivers among our people. Damned is the same thing as separated from among the people, my brothers and sisters, separated from being counted among the faithful. 2:13, but we are bound to give thanks always to Yah. Talking about for those, my brothers and sisters, at that time who heard the words of the apostles, those truly appointed unto faithfulness, whom the Most High had revealed himself, because the Most High for them has chosen them from the beginning. To salvation, through sanctification, purity of the spirits, purity of your thoughts, mind, and testimony, and belief in the truth. Whereunto he called you by, he said the gospel, our gospel is talking about the true word of the kingdom. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand that many have preached, according to Galatians, a word that is not, in fact, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. At all. It says, whoever will not preach that word, let him be accursed. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, men should be much more reverent of the Most High, because it is he who decides, my brothers and sisters, who remains in his favor that they be taught. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who are not concerned about absolution or will not show themselves diligent in the call of the Most High. He says, this level of truth they will not receive. This double-mindedness, my brothers, according to the book of Jacob, they call James, leaves man unworthy of the Spirit. The Spirit teaches beyond all this worldliness. While a man asks for the Spirit, expecting to be what? Delivered by the misconceits of this world they must overcome. All warn against these provocations among the nations in the book of Jacob, these various stanzas of the nations, seeking to deny men wisdom, compelling men to forsake the truth for the sake of what seems wise in their own hearts and the esteem of men. We were warned against the provocation of the nations and told if the rulers of the nations would not teach, we must all seek Yah, being not double-minded, not willing to compromise after the ways of the nations, because this instability by no means is found worthy to deserve to receive anything from the Most High. Scripture says we were told to seek the Most High beyond all these double-minded, unseen, surreptitious intrusions after the thoughts of those of an unstable mind, not true in all their diligence unto the Most High Himself. False brethren. False brethren, my brothers and sisters, not stable in the knowledge of the truth, who through the pressures and provocations of society, the mark of the beast, the various standards of the nations, seeking to be esteemed by men, compel not only themselves, but compel others, my brothers and sisters, unto an indifference that is falling away from the faith. Scripture says in the latter days there must be a rebuke of this pretense, this trust in so many diverse standards that it is counted as unbelief and lies. 2 Thessalonians again, Isaiah 11, Isaiah 14, 5. Messiah comes to expose all this double-minded pretense, this devilish intrusion that only seems to men to be faithful unto the Most High. What else do you think it is? I said, what else do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures speak of wicked men, lawless men, governing right there in the midst of your churches? Do you think that is a true and devout standard unto the Most High? Or have they called upon his name according to the vanity of their own hearts to serve themselves and compelled others to do so? So many times I've had pastors tell me outright, hey, if people are willing to buy it, they'll sell it. You think that's faithfulness unto Yah? They tout themselves after so-called seminary degrees given by institutions that they can take that same degree to some of any denomination across the world, even a lot of variant religions, claiming they have authority to preside over a congregation. Do you think the paper is worth anything before the Most High when it's not about the absolution and surety of his will? It's an illusion, my brothers and sisters. So that's the question, can you trust your church? Are you sure that all that are in it and those who preside over it are so steadfast, or seek so much steadfast in the secretude of the word? Are they content with they've been able to sell you? What they've been able to compel you to believe was somehow sufficient unto the Most High. You sure, my brothers and sisters? Are you sure they've been diligent unto all truth? Are you sure that they've taught you all that you need to know? Are you sure that if they were told so much more than what is present in their congregations, that they'd be willing to understand? Are you sure that all the members that are there, that the pastor could be sure they'd be willing to follow if they heard the truth? Or would the pastors in so many respects be intimidated by the hard-heartedness and the blindness of the congregations that they have created, flattering the people to consider themselves sufficient after far less than a sufficient word? Are you sure, my brothers and sisters, you could trust them to not only tell you the whole truth? I said to not only tell you the whole truth, but to stand up for it rather than something less? Are they about the whole truth, my brothers and sisters? Are they compelled by and founded upon the preservation of other ungodly and so often materialist interests for their survival? But they tell you the truth, my brothers and sisters, if it meant, would your pastors tell you the truth, if it meant a little bit less change in that a folding money and that passing tray and that tithe, that time of tithing, would they still be compelled to tell you the truth, my brothers and sisters? Or are they selling you a false sense of comfort? Which one is it? How can you know if you don't know what they have not told you? I will tell you now, there are very critical truths in the scriptures that it is related without question that your entire society, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, all, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? All would be conspired that you never discern that in fact, my brothers and sisters, you are being, in so many ways, robbed. On my website, hiddengospel.com, the Most High has told me, and I have written there, articles like the Secret City Prophecies at hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecy, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. To begin with, my brothers and sisters, articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. So many truths there, my brothers and sisters. The scripture said in advance, and these would not tell in order to preserve illusion. How many, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to hear? Like I said, can you trust your church, your nation, to truly do, if it did discern the truth, to do what was necessary, uphold the cause of salvation? Or is it that after making so many errant decisions, so many compromises, after the varying desires of men, can you only count on them to preserve the illusion, even against the will of the Most High Himself? You need to ask, my brothers and sisters, what is their real interest? Is it about survival of the human soul? Or is it about the preservation of their institutions? Have they come as angels of light, messengers of light, or the preservation of confusion and darkness? My brothers and sisters, is it formed what you trust after genuinely the Spirit of the Most High? Or is it so quick to conform to social pressures? We've talked about the book of Jacob, the book we call James, and we're told that we're provoked or tempted after the fallen standard, the provocations of the nations. He said we must remain steadfast and let patience and faith have its perfect work. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what that means? For we're not willing to seek the whole truth and to follow after the fullness of the truth, that we might be one standard among us and no divisions. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that we genuinely sought to serve? I want you to understand something. It's time we consider. Are you sure that there's no outside double-minded interests with the organizations with which you have given your trust, your time, your energies? Do they seek, my brothers and sisters, in fact, genuine oneness, peace, and all that the Most High declared? Or have they comforted you and flattered many in vain, blind to their hypocrisies? Like I said, my brothers and sisters, putting upon themselves titles of seeming honor to constrain the Most High within the smallness of their own personal desires, to not only seek to constrain men not to seek the Most High beyond their boxes, but also to capitalize upon schemes, my brothers and sisters, where they exploit the masses, become proud of illusion, not even discerning how much more we need to seek Yah, that we be able to stand before Him before whom the rulers will not be able to stand. You have the truth to preserve your congregations, their particular avocations, the thrones, the pulpits, or are they concerned truly about the redemption of a people? Which one, my brothers and sisters? Which one? Say, the true Jew is one, the true Hebrew is one, Israelite is the one who, after the Spirit of the Most High, does not seek what gathers esteem or praise from men, but Yah. The Apostle Shaul in the book of Galatians said if he sought to persuade men first, in other words, appease men first, he could not be a servant of Yah, who is willing to understand. Think about it, brothers and sisters. These institutions, were they steadfast if they heard the truth? Or would the truth cause schisms amongst them? Cause divisions among them? Many being reluctant to see what is stabilizing and affirming. And unto there being an instability and unfaithfulness, even revolution in the midst of your institutions. Revolution, my brothers and sisters, unto conversion toward the truth, or would there, my brothers and sisters, be contentions? For some seek to hold to false, stagnant traditions, and some seek, my brothers and sisters, what is the way of life? I can only tell you the Most High has a plan to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, and His kingdom will not be established upon any such instability. So the Most High said He would send one with words like a sharp two-edged sword to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Discern who will be faithful and who will stand up for the truth versus those who are in their instability and their lack of love for the truth, the zeal. With so much unrighteousness, their belief to even preserve lives has plagued my brothers and sisters in so many ways, seeking esteem from men. Fall to fall away if they're not falling away already. Revelation 19 says Messiah comes having a name which no man but he himself calls the name, the word of Yah. Is that not evident, my brothers and sisters, that since he has to bring a word like a rod of iron, a sharp two-edged sword to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart? This is not late, my brothers and sisters, if we are wise to discern that there has been a falling away from the faith. Our men certainly would have understood the word of Yah more than its word, brothers and sisters, but its thoughts. It's time we understand that word oftentimes in the scripture relates much more than just simply words on a printed page. With the very thoughts of the Most High, do the dare men believe that a multitude of misadministrations taking the word and turning them their own way? Dare people actually believe that that is what that with which the Most High will be pleased? Think again. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to think again. In Isaiah 19, 2 Kephas, 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. We've talked about this before. Messiah spoke about it, and I want you to understand, because many of you are familiar with the scripture, but it's time we understand it in the context in which it's related. Matthew 4, 6, Mark 13, and 7, Luke 21, 9. I believe it's the NASB and NIV. They're related to this scripture. It's not as wars, not as they translated, just simply wars and rumors of wars, but revolutions and rumors of wars. Telling them that surely this would happen. Isaiah 19 says, in the last days, Messiah will come with a word that will expose, melt out with strong rebuke all the variant social coalescences of the nations. If there be revolution, my brothers and sisters, kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. Ah, they put down kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation in your text, in the proverbial testimonies of the apostles. But my brothers and sisters, scripture says there will be turmoil. City also against city. That is internal strife and revelation. Internal revolution during to a massive revelation, my brothers and sisters. It exposes the instability of all the systems of man. Some willing to change, some willing to convert, and some not. Some willing to seek, if they can, to constrain and silence those who would awaken to the truth. What did Messiah say in my words? What do you think? That I came to bring peace? He said, no, not to bring peace, but a sword. How many understand what he was talking about there? What happened when he thought to bring the word of peace, my brothers and sisters? I said, what happened when Messiah thought to bring a word of peace? He said, because of his word that's going to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, some will seek to change, some will seek to convert, some will seek to be true, and some will not. He said, resulting of this, my brothers and sisters, the man's enemies will be the members of his own household, some seeking to change, some not. Some, because the scripture says, he said, you'd be hated by all nations because of his name, because of his gospel. Yes, his word, my brothers and sisters, sent forth to send forth peace, would be retaliated against and has been retaliated against by all the varying systems of man. Book of Micah in the 7th chapter talks about a man's enemies are members of his own household, the world falling away to such degree that those who men would trust our brothers and sisters might be enemies against your salvation and not even know it. Enemies against their own deliverance because they've been cajoled and conned to trust. Standards that by no means, brothers and sisters, are in all things true to the design and the desire of one Most High. We've talked about these things before on this show. Those who listen on a regular basis, I know there's a lot of folks who check out this show, if not live, check it out, listen to it in the archives, subscribe to do so. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that these words will be heard by them all. But it's a very precious word that needs to be heard in this time. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the time of that revolution that will finally bring forth peace is even now shortly upon us. It's time we understand in Revelation 6, Messiah going forth, white horse rider, to send forth the word of peace. But hey, the nations seek to take away from what? We're talking about the red horse rider has a sword to take away the peace, the gospel, the word of reconciliation from the world. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters? What has occurred since then? It said the black horse rider had a scale in his hand. Do not hurt the oil and the wine. Famine for words. Pale horse rider, death and hell. If they have all compelled, my brothers and sisters, seeking to and fro sea and land, looking for a word of the Most High, and can't find it because the system has murdered all those who knew the truth. What do you expect has been the result for a long time? Scripture says Messiah, the Most High has a plan through which he will use his Messiah as his instrument through which he will expose this Babylon, this mass misrepresentation that to men seem wise. Men call upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, and oftentimes not realizing what they do. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, men name and elect people in all manner of institutions as if they were wise. Who did the Most High promise? Who did he say he would name and give a title of honor? A trustworthy and true ally that will not take the bribe, will not turn back to set justice in the earth. I shall wait for his law. Who is it, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says he would sin, saying, I alone am a just one and a savior, the one who would discern righteousness again, the remembrance of righteousness again, that others might discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the crooked paths that men have laid. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, and why didn't your leaders tell you about Isaiah 49, about the one who the Most High says he called by name with an oath, declare what is honorable before him, declare the word, discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts, who will serve Yah and who will serve him not. Who will declare the word to bring his people back to him and even declare what is his salvation, deliverance from all worldly conceit to the ends of the earth? Why didn't they tell you about him whom you should have sought? Knowing that when the scripture says he comes in the clouds, it really means he comes with a testimony from on high. Because oftentimes people thought of clouds as messengers, as the activities that were going on in the heavens or what is to come. Brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes with a testimony from on high that exposes all the false standards and illusions of this world, who will have the humility, my brothers and sisters, and the capacity to reason, to discern the truth? It's time we understand that for a long time men have had the written words, but have not sought them by faith, discerning to discern beyond the variant provocative institutions, constraints, political, national, social, and religious that have divided us, and even kept Israel from being saved from all misconceits unto the will of one. We were told, my brothers and sisters, that it's those who call upon the name of the Most High in the last days who should be delivered to a remnant whom the Most High has called. Because how can men call upon him whose doctrine, whose word, whose gospel they have not heard, and not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, it says in Romans. We need to read it from 9:26 to 10:17. So it says, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. In other words, discerning what it is to serve Yah himself according to his command. It's not after the diverse, polluted, perverse, intrusive, diverse, contentions, doctrines of men. A word, my brothers and sisters, of absolution comes from on high after him who is holy and not of the diversities and differences of this world. Who is ready to understand in this time? Who is ready to understand and discern the truth? My brothers and sisters, Most High, already knew what man would do, that he would turn away from the faith. But he had the plan to restore man unto faith. But how can man be restored after the faith, after the diverse standards of this world? He said he's appointed one to restore the faith. If there's a fallen away, he has to restore the faith by exposing the pretense. And one whom he has confirmed with his own name. One scripture said, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, especially those who believe in his name. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Those who do not believe are already condemned, for they have not believed in the name of the only begotten son, that he is the one whom the Most High has named for his purpose. It's an article on my website, The Secret Name, hiddengospel.com, Secret Name. You really need to understand what is that title. It's a massively majestic title, my brothers and sisters. It can only be given to one, a name that means all these things, all these massive titles of honors. It's King of Kings. My brothers and sisters, for a name to be encoded with so much majesty, it can only be the work of one majestic who will understand, who will discern, my brothers and sisters, to comprehend. Like I said, there's a lot of pastors who have compromised the will of the Most High. I said they've compromised the will of the Most High that they might sustain their congregations from their particular pulpits and thrones. Oftentimes people are not looking for genuine reproof. What does the scripture say in Ezekiel in the 3rd chapter? Those who would be fashioned as watchmen for the good of the people. If they even claim to be. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, rather than warning the people with regard to their sins, their error, their confusion, they sanction and license it instead because it's the will of the people. Well, remember, Saul was kicked out from being king for such an offense. Apostle Shaul said if he ignored the Spirit to seek to persuade men, he could not be a servant of Yah. If he ignored what is exactly, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of the law of the kingdom of Yah for the sake of those after the various other kingdoms and dominions, the law or the false law of this world which is to preserve its differences, he said he cannot be a minister of the gospel. Who then, my brothers and sisters, willing to understand? Ezekiel 3 says if Most High sets one as a watchman to guard the people, to prove where is their sin, and they leave the people to be left wanton, reprobate, lawless, undisciplined. He said all their blood is upon his head. Not only upon my brothers and sisters, their blood upon his head, but people need to understand those who create these titles not only seek to constrain the will of Yah after the designs of men, but also seek to capture men after such forgery, abusing, disrespecting and misrepresenting the holy name. So it's not a light thing, my brothers and sisters, that anyone would call himself a priest or a teacher. You have no right to speak till you've heard from the Most High rightly. That you might speak his word, true to his word. 12:36 calls the leaders hypocritical. You need to read all the 12th chapter of Matthias. Call the leaders hypocritical. Because they claim to be teachers, but they keep people so much in the darkness. The Most High said, for every foolish word a man speaks, he give account for his judgment. Leaders give an account for words stagnate the people and cause them to become self-satisfied, but also, my brothers and sisters, the people who are deceived by such as these, not to seek the whole truth. We were already warned that our rights must exceed that of our leaders. The differences and the contentions of our leaders. Else scripture said we shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters? There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com. call early church origin and mutual expectation. It speaks of that one whom the Most High said he would give a title of honor. That Yah revere from the rising sun to the west. That you come forth and listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. Oh, yes. Huh. To reveal his glory. How about the word for glory is also the word for honor. The Most High has given him a name, a title of honor, to reveal what is honorable before the Most High, to reveal beyond all misconceits and worldly contentions what indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is to truly praise, honor, Yah. 1 Corinthians, I talk about it all the time. Scriptures talk about woe to those who consider themselves wise after this world, the differences of this world. There must be foolishness. There must be deception. Must be provocative against the truth. If any man consider himself wise after this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Let a man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. The apostle himself said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. For he said, my judge is the Most High. How is it, my brothers and sisters, before has come him who discerns all things to reprove all unrighteousness? The institutions of man have given themselves already a confirming seal of approval. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, according to Revelation 7, nobody offers that confirming seal of approval. But those who, I want you to understand this. Men are not, will not be called viable for the Most High because they came to an institution of man. Like I said, the institutions themselves are not stable. You look at your churches, you find people left wing, right wing, moderate, hey, Republicans, Democrats, hey, believing all kind of differing ideas that are differing ideas out of context in the scripture, right there in the midst of your churches. But brothers and sisters, the Most High is only going to deliver those who are discerning the truth beyond all these institutions are willing to seek him, for all the rulers would not tell, all the reproof and discipline the Most High had sent that the rulers would not tell, who would accept the greater light, my brothers and sisters, that cast out the confusion and darkness, even though a whole world might despise that truth. My brothers and sisters, it's not going to be those who have, function after institutional titles that men put upon themselves. But those who, my brothers and sisters, in the day when the one who is named unto divine glory is revealed, will come to him. We all have a mutual responsibility in the Most High to seek the truth beyond the barriers of what have been constraints of those more concerned about preserving their pulpits and thrones than the will of Yah. If and only if, my brothers and sisters, I said if and only if, we realize the need to seek the truth of Yah beyond the constraints of these caged institutions. Only then, my brothers and sisters, do we have a covenant with the Most High unto his cause. We're all told to seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. You're subject to institutions, my brothers and sisters, that have not that pure and perfect application, or else they would have discerned far more. They would not have disrespected the word when they found it or not realizing the value of some of the most precious words in Scripture. I'm telling you now what the Most High told me, that I have some very important things for him to do. And he told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to seek the Most High for confirmation of what I'm telling you now? You might realize the need to give my words, the words that he is giving, some very, very serious consideration. Most has already said he's chosen an heir from the beginning. Who will prepare you for the day of his appearing? Who will prepare you for the day that his righteousness is revealed? Especially when the institutions of man don't want you to know that when his standard is declared, all various institutions that have pretended to be wise and have snared the souls of men, they will all fall. Scripture in Revelation 16:12-21 calls Messiah the King of the East. It will expose all the barriers of the nations who declare standard in the midst of all the varying principalities of the world having been gathered to a place. They put down Armageddon in your Bible. How many know Judges 4, that's the place called Harosheth of the Gentiles. or Isaiah 19 calls it Harris, calls the city called Harris. Confusion. Place where all the confusion of the world has been gathered. Same thing is said in Isaiah 16. Same thing said, my brothers and sisters, you need to read very, very closely, Isaiah 48. Talk about when Babylon is exposed, there's a city that all the confusion of the world is gathered to, the Messiah will rebuke it. All the unrighteousness that is there. And when all these wickednesses are exposed, then all the faulty foundations of all the nations fall because the wickedness of them all is removed initially from one place. If they didn't tell you, brothers and sisters, about this magnificent scenario of the Most High's plan, who and how you might discern the one that he has sent to do these things. Brothers and sisters, they didn't tell these things to you. They didn't tell you about the most pivotal event in all of history. They didn't tell you what the faith was of the early church that looked for the return of the Kurdi. They didn't call themselves Christians after this Greco-Roman term, after the idea of many pagan gods. They called themselves Kurdishanya. Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, Sha meaning king. King of the east, king, expecting the king, my brothers and sisters, who comes suddenly like the rising sun, who casts out the darkness, who reveals the light the world would obscure, who exposes all those who would keep you in darkness. Did they tell you about him? Revelation 16 does. Time of great spiritual warfare to break the spell of illusion. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, those who deal with them and teach them injustice, iniquity, and equity rather than justice. Who's willing to understand the truth, my brothers and sisters, to awaken in this time? The time is now upon us. You don't have much time in which to awaken. Like I say, you need to understand, even if a man or an institution says their desires are paints itself desires of salvation. Shall they, my brothers and sisters, ignore the one the Most High said he had already sanctified, said he would send as an heir of righteousness, promised to teach my brothers and sisters, the people, to see beyond every crooked way that they have created, that they all exalt themselves? Who are the sermon, brothers and sisters, that all the institutions of man must become like Yohanan, the one they call the baptizer? He said, I must become lesser and he greater, because he is from above is above all. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. Said, you are of this world. In other words, his people still had to be reoriented beyond the misconceits of this world. He said, I'm not of these differences that are worldliness. He said, he make no request for those who preserve this corruption. He said, those who keep and preserve and maintain his words in spite of a crooked world. He said, they are the ones for whom he will petition the Most High to send the Spirit of Truth. But why would you ask the Most High for the Spirit of Truth when you're satisfied for the mass of lies? If the truth were told in the institution that you trust, my brothers and sisters, would the people in there remain steadfast? Or would they divide after schisms that have been since the dawn of human fall? Because when once man fell away, what has occurred? He's fallen after institutions of man, designs after his own heart, unwilling to hear reproof. When reproof comes, some listen, some die, and some do not. Unto more and more divisions, my brothers and sisters, until we finally get this massive confusion we see today, 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, and all refusing to recognize the sovereignty of the Most High, who will only be pleased with the pure, perfect truth that he declared from the beginning. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that the schisms we see in the world today are because of worldly resistance? Not a love or discernment of righteousness. I can say this, my brothers and sisters, unto salvation the Most High has promised but one who will declare the one standard, one that he has entrusted for the healing of mankind, the restoration of all righteousness, the truth of the covenant. He says he comes, yes, even the Messiah himself comes for the restitution, the restoration, the remembrance of all things by the Spirit that does exactly that, brings to remembrance what this world shows no example of. of all things. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to be calling in all debts according to all that is required of a people who said they would be faithful. And even if our brothers and sisters, they did not say they would be faithful. Remember, the man has a purpose unto his creator. He's going to call in all debts. Those who say that they are thankful for his kindness, prove that they're willing to seek him for all that is his will in a world that has only sold them a multitude of counterfeit bills. Illegal tender. But my brothers and sisters, men have made what they call money, but with none of it can they buy their souls. The Most High is only going to count viable, my brothers and sisters, those who have it within their hearts, the wisdom that is necessary to discern and walk in steadfastly his will. It's not within the power of merely him, one who strives or seeks to understand unto himself. And it requires the gift of Yah. Messiah himself said, while he was present with his disciples, many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp or receive them yet. So the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. Many things that are contained in that scripture, that's the whys and the wherefores, and to know what is said, and not know why it is said, is the missed point. That only if the Most High opens the mind and heart, the people were able to comprehend. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are those who will not ignore that opportunity. I said, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern the opportunity to see the truth and will walk therein. And unto that cause, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, unto that cause, unto that precious cause, I must say to you again, please hear me, my brothers and sisters. Please understand. Seek the Most High for verification of a word of truth. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has told me, that unto his cause, I have some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that yes, indeed, for his cause, I would tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And under his might, and his honor, and his praise always, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And thank you all for listening. Hallelujah!